This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There are certain truisms that are going to happen no matter what time of the week we're in or whatever. And I've been meaning to cover this subject because I think it's important that you understand how we're winning. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Show.com. And I'm talking about the NFL ratings. I almost don't want to discuss them because doing so reminds us that the NFL exists. But they've got the ratings for week three, and they said they remained steady, but they saw an 11% decrease compared to 2019's week three, which is already way down. And then they go on to talk about 3.5 rating with 12.5 million viewers and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, what it amounts, all these numbers amount to, and I'm not going to bore you by giving percentages and all that, other than telling you that the ratings continue to fall year after year. And I'm proud to say I've not watched a single down of football unless I was in a bar or something or waiting on a meal. I haven't watched a single down of football voluntarily, and I won't. And I haven't done it for probably 5 years except the Super Bowl last year, which I watched as a tribute to my Uncle Larry because the San Francisco 49ers were in it, and I secretly hoped that they would lose. That was his favorite team, but I wanted them to lose. It was also one of my best friend's favorite team, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to lose. Both of them are deceased. So I'm not watching it. NBA, numbers down. MLB, numbers down. Now they can go, oh, it's COVID. No, it isn't. It's you. Congratulate yourselves. But you want to know where the numbers are up? The numbers are up in the number of shootings happening all over this country because of Democrats' policies. Again, a win for us, a sad loss for America. A sad loss. Because in order to make them see the light, we have to practice. I'm not cheering for violence by any means, but we have to be able to talk about it, and we have to talk about it gloriously because that's the only way they're going to wake up. Donald Trump said in a debate, I'll fix Portland, I'll fix Seattle. Let them get off their butts and let me come in there, we'll fix it. You should be asking yourself why they don't want him in there. Why don't they want him fixing it? What are we talking about all the time, year after year, incessantly? Like the screeching of an owl in your ear. Race. Black people getting killed, black people getting killed, black people getting killed. The Democrats don't care about black people getting killed. If they did, they would fix it. They would fix the systematic parts of it. Instead of promoting BLM that doesn't care about the nuclear family and all these other things, we got to fix it by throwing money at it. We got to get more of them in school. We got to get them education. No, you're getting them indoctrination. I could go on. We had lots of stuff to talk about. We got crooked Hillary Clinton. We got crooked Emmett of Sullivan, the judge that won't let Flynn go. We got crooked Democrats out there stealing signs, doing damage to, you know, Trump stuff because they think they're winning a war of some sort. We've got Hillary Clinton involved. No questions, he planned this whole Russia hoax and a host of other things. Then we had Jim Comey, I'll get him. They all of them, white boys look the same. Anyway, we got James Comey who testified before the Senate, and while he writes his book and remembers in glorious detail walking from his office to whatever, and there was a passage that was floating around. I mean, he remembers the smell of the scent in the air and the warm autumn breeze and the cars that were going by and the people. He's supposed to be a G-man. He's supposed to be observant. But when it comes to knowing what's going on in his own organization, well, he doesn't have as much of a memory for that as he thought he did. So we got that. And a host of other things that we didn't even get to. Maybe we'll get to these. We need to get to some of this stuff. Let me tell you what else we got. Pelosi threatened Trump. Brad Parscales, he is Parscale. I keep wanting to say S. Parscales. He's talking a smack. Meghan Markle was talking smack. We got all kinds of stuff. I don't know what I'm going to cover, but there's a ton out there. So all this is going on. We got John Durham's report due. We got more reports on Hunter Biden. We got more reports coming on the Clinton Foundation and their stuff. We know that Obama and Biden were involved in the coup against President Trump, and he alluded there's something coming. I don't know when it's going to come. I hope it comes in the next debate. We got Wu flu nonsense happening all over the country. People wanting to shut down and lockdowns again and all this stuff because it's a ruse. Pelosi wants 2.
We're only asking. We've lessened what we need now. 2.2 trillion.
Do you know what this thing to fix this Wu flu is more than the entire budget of the federal government? More than the budget. And they keep throwing money at this lie. Somebody needs to be sued. This needs to be derailed. And I could go on. We've got bigger issues ourselves, folks. SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. Write that down. If you're a parent and you're sick of BLM and 1619 curriculum and this anti-American curriculum being taught, get plugged in. And if you're a grandparent, tell your kids. Get them plugged in. Go sign up and become part of this thing that we're doing. We can't do this stuff by ourselves. Anyway, there's a ton of things out there. And most of them is meant to keep your mind off of what's really going on around you. That's what most of it's meant to do. Pelosi, I got to tell you, that woman is insane. Aside from wanting $2.2 trillion, just the absolute, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but disdain she has for this president. It isn't like she wants to be to figure out a way to work together. She doesn't. She is ideologically opposed to anything he does, which, of course, it's because it makes sense. But she's ideologically opposed. She does not want to help. This is insane. Democrats got caught. And they want to pay the price. The other thing we haven't talked about in a while, right? It's funny how the Supreme Court justice is out of the news cycle. She won't be. Amy Coney Barrett is coming back because the Democrats are going to have to face the music on that too. Folks, you are winning in ways you don't even know. And the media, you can't enjoy it because the media, number one, as Trump said, it moves too fast. There's lots of winning, but the media doesn't want you to enjoy these wins because you might just get used to it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, she's still living on the muscle memory of 2016. And in case you don't know what that is, that's when every Democrat on the planet predicted that Donald Trump would not defeat Hillary Cankles Clinton. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. So, Pelosi... Well, here's what's funny about this situation with Pelosi. She knows what's going to happen. She knows that they have no choice, no chance to beat Donald Trump, no chance. But she's got to be out there pretending to her base that they've got a shot, because if she doesn't, they aren't going to come out to vote. And they're certainly not going to come out to vote in the numbers that she needs them to vote to win. But it's one thing to predict that, you know, Trump's not going to win, which is what, you know, like Barack Obama said, you know, he's never going to be president. He's never going to be that. But he didn't threaten him. Pelosi actually kind of threatens Donald Trump. And I want you to hear the clip and you tell me if you feel the same.
whether he knows it yet or not, he will be leaving. Just because he might not want to move out of the White House doesn't mean we won't have an inauguration ceremony to inaugurate a duly elected president of the United States. And the I'm second in line to the presidency, and just last week I had my regular continuation of government briefing. This might interest you because I say to them, this is never going to happen. God willing, it never will. But there is a process. It has nothing to do with it. The certain occupant of the White House doesn't feel like moving and has to be fumigated out of there because the presidency is the presidency. It's not geography or location.
Now you tell me, did you hear what I heard? Whether he knows it or not, he will be leading? Wow. Okay. What is Pelosi got over? Is she going to do one of these African coup things? Is she going to get her a general to go in there and remove the president? What does that mean? Just because he might not want to move out of the White House doesn't mean we won't have an inauguration ceremony to inaugurate a duly elected president. See, it's funny because people talk all the time that the Democrats don't believe President Trump to be a duly elected president. They say it all the time. He didn't win the popular vote. And of course, they want to get rid of the Electoral College when it doesn't suit their needs. They know the Electoral College. They know what it stands for. And everybody's like, well, Kevin, explain the Electoral College. Explain what? Explain that you want people to be represented. Let me put it. If there wasn't an Electoral College, do you think that the candidates would go to Idaho? You think they'd go to Maine? If you want to get those Senate numbers, you got to go there. The Electoral College numbers. You can't neglect any citizens of the United States. If it was strictly campaign, for a popular vote, you campaign in big cities. Would we ever win an election? Think about that. I mean, we will this time because Trump's going to get crazy numbers. But as a general rule, no way. And even in the Electoral College, here's what people don't know. We start out at a deficit almost every single time. The Republicans have a go look it up. Don't believe me? Look it up. We start out at a deficit. For a Republican presidential candidate, you better have your crap together, man, because you are at a huge deficit going into the race. That's how bad things are. Anyway, she says, I love this part where she talks about being second in line. She wants you to know, look, I'm right up there. I'm right up there. Yeah. I'm second in line. And I have these meetings, these continuation meetings. You want to know why? Because I want to make sure everybody knows what happens when Trump doesn't lose. Yeah, but she wants you to think that she's out there. Boy, ooh, he's going to lose and we're ready to go. I'm having these meetings. We're prepped up. And I say to you guys, how prepped do you think the president is? How prepped do you think the guy is who won against all odds in 2016? And not only did he fight Pelosi, Schumer, he fought the Republican establishment, he fought the media, but he fought the most corrupt administration who guaranteed that he was not going to get elected. And he kicked all their butts. Baby Black Jesus got sent back to wherever heaven is for Baby Black Jesus goes, but he got sent back there, and he got reprimanded. How did she let him beat you? How did she let that white guy beat you? Huh? What's going on? Yeah, you get it? Trump was God. Enjoy that one. Begin at the beginning, folks. What crystal ball does Pelosi have when she makes the comment, whether he knows it or not, he will be leaving? Sounds like that chick's picking drapes for the Lincoln bedroom. And as I heard that comment, I was thinking to myself, hold on, Miss Nancy. I believe there's something wrong here on the plantation. You see, because Joe Biden would be president, creepy, demented Joe, and Kamala Harris, his sidekick, would be VP. And that sort of makes you number three. Well, but however she's doing the math, if she's saying, no, I'm second behind Kamala Harris, it still sounds like, well, she's picking the drapes. Look, if I were Biden, and if he were to win for the sake of discussion, and I can tell you, he is not going to win. We all know he needs a food taster because Biden is going to have an untimely death. But I even had a dream. I told you guys the other night that Biden died before the election. The dude looks like he's in bad shape. Until they give him those performance-enhancing drugs when he goes out on the campaign trail, you know, to help him last till 10 o'clock in the morning, he looks pretty ragged. But I'll tell you this. If I were Kamala Harris and I took over after Biden, I would make sure I got my own mechanic to check the brakes on the beast. You know, that's the protective vehicle that they ride in. Because I'm going to tell you, Pelosi will cut that brake liner. I wouldn't trust her as far as I could throw her. She clearly has her sights on the Oval Office. She has no respect for Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. But here's the other thing, and you had to catch these other cracks. If you were listening, and I know you were, listening intently, you heard the utter disrespect. She said, a certain occupant of the White House? I wonder who that could be. Melania? A certain occupant. What did she say? A certain, but there is a process. It has nothing to do with a certain occupant of the White House who doesn't feel like moving. She acts like this is, you know, he's going to college, like Trump is going to college, and, you know, or his parents are saying, look, you turned 18, you got to get out of the house. Donald, you got to go. I'm going to give you $1 million, you go do what you want to do, you know, but you got to get out of here. We're having your room fumigated. Which is the second part of her quip. What did she say? She said, let me see, who doesn't feel like moving? It has to be fumigated out of there because the presidency is the presidency. It's not geography or location. I can't help but chuckle at this woman. She's struggling because she doesn't know what to do with Donald Trump.
Show. Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. former Vice President Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, tested negative for COVID-19. They also thanked everyone for their messages of concern, and the Vice President says he hopes this serves as a reminder, wear a mask, keep social distance, and wash your hands. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows telling reporters President Trump is in good spirits and very energetic after testing positive for the coronavirus.
He is certainly wanting to make sure that we stay engaged. I think the other thing that is critically important, the doctors continue to monitor both his health and the health of the First Lady.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee tested positive for COVID-19. Earlier this week, he met with Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump's positive coronavirus test changes the dynamic of ongoing negotiations over a new stimulus package.
This kind of changes the dynamic because here they see the reality of what we have been saying all along.
Pelosi also striking an optimistic tone, saying that she believes a deal will be done with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin that will include another round of $1,200 stimulus checks. The U.S. economy adding 661,000 jobs in September, while the unemployment rate fell from 8.4% in August to 7.9% last month. That's according to newly released statistics from the Labor Department. The economy has recovered around half of the 22 million jobs lost due to lockdowns and other measures in response to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So John Legend threatened to leave America if Trump wins. This is the typical response to the left who don't get their way and then we're going to leave the country. And they don't leave. A handful that Madonna went where? To like Greece? You think she's missed? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Nobody misses Madonna. Who's Streisand? You're going to leave? See ya. You know what happens when a star leaves TV? Nobody cares. Think about the number of stars who slept their way to the top, the Rose McGowans, the Ashley Judd. Are you going to miss a movie? Is life going to be over for you if you never see another Ashley Judd film? If you never hear a new Madonna song? What? Say something. Hey, leftists listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. You think we miss you? You are so easily replaced. You are replaced by reality show bimbos. That's how important you are. De Niro, when you leave, nobody will remember you. Yeah, you won a few awards. We'll watch old reruns of, what, The Godfather and Casino. And we'll remember you and try to remember you well. But other than that, nobody gives a crap about you, Rosie O'Donnell. Huh? Holy Mother of Keith Olbermann. What, do you think we sit around going, oh my gosh, I wish it was Keith Olbermann was back on NBC, or I wish he was doing sports. Well, nobody cares. I left Fox. I get a handful of people that wave or whatever. You know why? I don't care about leaving Fox and 'cause people go, Kev, you want to do something? I don't need to do another thing else, folks. I was on that channel for almost 3 years. I gave it my all. I mean, 3 years paid. I was on there for 7. But I was on there for 3 years paid. I delivered every time. Fox got every nickel plus more out of me. Talked about doing a show with me, and it's their loss. And if I never go back on there again, it's okay. I have benefactors that go, Kev, we'd love you to do more TV and get back on TV. Well, it's not going to happen right now. I don't know why. God's plan was, Kevin, get off of Fox. When I sent the tweet, when I got ready to hit that button, and it was where I called, typed that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks, God whispered to me and said, Kev, when you hit that button, man, it's a life-changing button push. I had that conversation. You guys, if people that know me know, I'm not lying when I tell you I have conversations with God. And it ain't somebody going, hey, hey, you. It's not like some I'm schizophrenic. It's no, it's legitimately God going, Kev, this is a big deal. You ready for this? And I told you guys this story. I said, look, God, I either trust you or I don't. And I trust you. Click. And I got fired right after that. And you can say, God let you down. God let you down. No, he didn't. He closed that door so he could open others. And I don't know what they are, but I'm ready to go. Ready to go through them. And I'm not afraid. And God knows that for a fact. But anyway, these people, they get so caught up on themselves. Oh my gosh, I'm such a big deal. I can sing or whatever. I can, for the record, I can't stand John Legend singing. I can, it's all day, yay, how? What am I gonna do? Make this. I almost did a Elton John. What am I gonna do to make you love me? To make you love me. But those people that put on and singing by John Legend, because what was the song he sings? Yeah, I forget, but everything's so over the top like this. I just can't stand it. I can't stand Beyonce singing either. But that's a whole other thing. That's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about the idea that these people think that they're so big that they, I'm good. Donald Trump wins. I'm leaving. Go. America ain't going to miss you. You know what? We hope you go. We hope you go so you get a lesson in humility, so you get a lesson in how the world really works. The idea that he's so popular that so many people, if I threaten to go, everybody will go, you better watch out, Mr. Donald Trump. If you win, what, like two people might go buy vacation homes over in Dubai. Yeah, ooh, we're so scared. All of them, they all talk smack. If Donald Trump wins, I'm going, I'm leaving, I'm in, Meghan Markle, I'm not coming back to America unless Trump's not in office. Well, then stay away. Nobody cares about you. Little old bimbo in suits. She was in the TV show called Suits. And you know what? As long as she kept her mouth shut, cute girl, that was it. But opens her mouth. You know what she did? She told you exactly what she is. This stone-stepping little harlot left a good man, according to her friends, left a good dude. I don't know if it's true or not, but they say she left a good dude so she could, you know, stair-step her way. You know, always looking for that NBA guy or that big-time pop politico. And she struck the mother lode with that little ginger over in Britain and became a duchess. Do you think that people think of her as a duchess? Do you think the girls from around the way, from that hood, they go, man, that's that chick we always knew. She would do anything to get to money. You know them, the groupies. She's worse than a groupie because she was definitely going to marry a dude. If I was Harry, I would check all my medicine. She couldn't feed me anything. Nothing would I eat from that woman. And what Holly weirdos should do is they should learn to just shut their mouths. We don't listen to them. John Legend. What's his name? De Niro. Where is De Niro, by the way? Is he still talking smack? They should shut their mouths when it comes to politics. The subject is truly like Obama said when he was asked when life begins. He said, it's above my pay grade. It's above their pay grade to talk about politics. They have no frame of reference. None. It's funny. They I don't know how they grow up. Let me put it this way. If you can pay for an acting class, you probably should shut up politically because you don't have a frame of reference. The average American goes out, makes a living, rinse and repeat. I mean, for the Hollywood crowd, our lives are so boring. We aren't dressing up to go to galas and cocktail parties and hanging out on yachts and all that crap. I mean, we aren't doing make-believe. The jobs we do require us to go out and work hard. And something has to happen. Pick up the trash, because if you don't, it's going to smell and rats are going to get it or whatever else. You know, clean up the parks, mop and cook and all kinds of stuff. We have ours is really something out there that impacts other people. But not them. They play in the world of make-believe. But we have a stone-stepping actress who would sell herself to the devil for fame, chiming in on American elections. What qualifies Meghan Markle to speak on politics? Please, somebody tell me. Well, she's a duchess, silly. I know. I'd make you a bet, though. Look, well, before I make you the bet, it's almost, I'm going to tell you, all of the anti-Trump Hollywood freaks know nothing about Trump. Next, almost all of these said freaks bash Trump because they find it fashionable. Now, here's the bet I was going to talk about. If somebody important in Hollywood who doesn't have to give a crap speaks out for Trump, you'd see a shift within weeks. These people are the most easily led people in the world. And think about this. They are willing to act, get that word, act any way the prevailing winds blow. They don't know how to think for themselves. They do what the producers, the directors, the talent scouts, their agents, they do what they say. They act as they say. When they say go in and pretend you're this, that's what they do. I have a friend, he got a role. He told me this. He was in Hollywood. He was on a very popular show. He said his agent told him to tell them you are from Russia and go in speaking with a Russian accent because he was going to play a Russian in this show. I think it was called, I can't remember. It was on Showtime. And he said that was what he did. He pretended he was from Russia and his name was Yurgi. And he got the role. And he goes, it was months later when they found out that he was an American kid who grew up in the Midwest. They gotta fake it. Markle built a career on going with the flow, finding the next guy to help her achieve Beyonce's status. And the Tinseltown trend of hating Trump, she's gotta follow it. And that's why she's Joe Biden. And this is why Trump slammed her during a press conference, and here's what he had to say.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle chimed in on the U.S. election and essentially encouraged people to vote for Joe Biden. What is your reaction to that?
I'm not a fan of hers, and I would say this, and she probably has heard that, but I wish a lot of luck to Harry, because he's going to need it.
Ouch. But it's so true, and I will tell you, Donald Trump has this uncanny way of letting people sort of, he's spilling the beans on what you probably know. Let me tell you something. The little bit that I know about Meghan Markle from reading about her past and things like this, I agree with President Trump. Harry is in big trouble. I want you to think of all the disruption that's happened in the royal family. He's the first one that this has occurred with. And it's Meghan Markle who did it. More when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh my goodness. Interesting times. The President of the United States is performing in a way that nobody would have predicted. Not even the people who like Donald Trump would have predicted that he would be such a good president. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. So Trump performs like a rock star, and the Democrats are, oh, I'm going to lead. And you know why that is? Because they're leading out of embarrassment. I keep telling people all the time, I tell these Democrats, I say, what are you going to do when you find out the truth? What are you going to do when it finally hits you square between the eyes? Because it's going to. It's just a matter of time. Your issue will come up. Now, if you want to pretend that you care about global climate change, I got to tell you, I'm so sick of these commercials by Amazon where the guy goes, the biggest thing in our lives is we've got to worry about global climate change, and I'm going to do something to help my children in this generation or whatever. If it's too late, it's too late. But they think they can solve it. They think, oh, the world, I can save the world. And what's funny about things like that is you know you can't. You know that if the world is saved, you had nothing to do with it. It's people that want to take credit for things that they haven't done. But they want to save the world. So we got all these lefties out there. Big mouth Holly weirdos. So detached from the real world they can't even see straight. Indulgences beyond things you wouldn't even think about they indulge themselves with. Whether it's liquor that costs $1,000 a bottle or, you know, flying to a $50,000 jet charter to go get their special peanut butter or whatever it is, the crazy stuff that these people do while they lament, oh, the world is starving and we've got to help people. And then they go spend $50,000 on a new piece of jewelry or eat, you know, $5,000 dinners at a restaurant and all these other things. And look, I'm not telling you, if you got the coin and you want to try something cool and you can do it, go for it. There's a show called Below Deck. To rent a yacht for 4 days, to get your friends out there, it's $150,000 to rent a yacht. What you could buy a house for in the Midwest, a decent house. You can rent a yacht for 4 days. Oh, and they want you to tip $20,000. That's considered a good tip for the crew, 20 grand. But that's what they want. This is the type of money that's out there. And look, again, if you're making money and you want to indulge your friends and yourself, your family, your company once in a while, I'm not mad at you. I'd love to do it. I'd love to have the coin to be able to do that for my employees. I don't even think of them as employees, my friends and my family. But, you know, leftists do it routinely. The money that's wasted in Hollywood could power all of Africa for a year. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just crazy. But they want to chime in all the time. So John Legend, I'm going to go. Go for what? What? Why are you leaving? Why are you embarrassed? Robert De Niro, what are you? Tell me what it is that Donald Trump hasn't done for black people that has you so upset. Are these various other virtue signalers? I would love to know. What are you? Explain to me what it is that you don't like about Trump. Because I'm telling you right now, I don't believe him. I don't believe him. Here's what I believe. I believe they don't have the guts, I'll use that term, of James Woods to come out and say, I recognize the stupidity. I recognize it. I'm not going to buy into it anymore. There was an actress who recently said, I'm pro-Trump. She's not a big deal, but she was out there. I remember when Jennifer Garner said, you know what? He's not actually doing that bad of a job. People were ready to attack her, but she's still working. There are more people out there who understand what's going on. And let me tell you, folks, they're waking up. They're waking up. We have all the – right now, Meghan Markle. It isn't enough that Meghan Markle is a duchess. She has reached pretty much the pinnacle unless she wants to depose the queen. And as I said, if I were the queen, I would drink nothing – if Meghan Markle is in the royal chambers, I would do nothing except keep my eye on her. I wouldn't touch anything. I wouldn't drink anything. Yeah, just stay away because that chick is toxic. But anyway, she wants to chime in on our election. She wants to chime in on I won't come back to the United States until Donald Trump is gone. Well, then don't come back. Stay away. And I'm not one of these people that, oh, Whoopi Goldberg said, if Trump gets elected, I'm going to go. I mean, I don't – fine. If you want to go, go. If you stay, stay. But don't think I'm not going to talk smack about you if you stay. I'm going to talk plenty of smack because you should – if you're going to say it, back it up. Back it up. Go. We don't care. You won't be missed. See, these people think they'll be missed. They think that, I mean, I don't care how much talent you have. You know what? When you go, we will not miss you. You die. When people die, Sinatra's gone. So if you miss him, get his old records, right? Get it in digital now. Get it CDs. Get his old movies. But he's gone. And there is another generation of people that aren't going to give a crap. There'll be some people that look back on your work and go, I love your work. But for the most part, you're gone. And right now, it's so fleeting. As I said earlier in the broadcast, who's a star? I know, I'll tell you this, I don't know stars in big TV shows, but I know the faces of the people in Jersey Shore. You know, these reality show, stupid shows. I know, if I were to see one of the Rich Housewives of the Potomac, I might actually recognize her. But I couldn't recognize some of these people that are supposedly big stars, making their way. Woo-hoo-hoo. But where are they going? You know, Chelsea Lately talks against Donald Trump, retires, leaves her show, and then goes on to Netflix and fails. The comedian who talked smack against Donald Trump went on Netflix. She failed. The girl that did those Hunger Games or whatever, she talked smack against Trump. She's out of the... Keep talking smack, Hollywood. You don't think you're... If you don't think we're paying attention, hey, check with the NFL. Check with the NBA. Check with hockey. Do you guys know that the Stanley Cup is being played? I didn't. I saw it in a tweet. We don't care about you. We don't care about Hollywood. We don't care about the entertainers. We don't care about the media. We no longer care about the squeaky wheel, congressional black circus clowns, and other leftists out there that think that they're getting our attention. We no longer care. We don't have to care. We're sick of you. And Meghan Markle? She gets slammed by the president. He says, I feel sorry for Harry. It seems like, oh, ooh, he's going after, he's messing. Donald Trump is giving you the real skinny. He's giving you what most of us already think and what we know. I know what Meghan Markle is. I tweeted it and got fired from Fox, if you know what I'm saying. Meghan Markle doesn't care about Harry. She cares about what Harry can do for Meghan Markle. And when she's used him up, she's going to... The royal family doesn't even know what they're in for with this chick. She smiles in the face of the public. She's going to make herself look like, ooh, oh my gosh, she's so cute, she's so... And behind the scenes, Harry is as cold as a man can get. He's tied to it. Now, let me put it this way. Harry's probably already at a point where he's going, this was a huge mistake. And I'm telling you, Trump senses it. That's why he made that comment. Yep. He says, I'm not a fan of hers. And would say this, she probably has heard that. But I wish a lot of luck to Harry, because he's going to need it. This is a man who's in his 70s, who's been through divorces, relationships. He's watched many. He's watched it at the highest level. Forget about the blue-collar family trying to make a living. You know, they have a lot. They know what's going on. Donald Trump has been at the level of royalty his entire life. He's seen these types of relationships where, you know, it's the prince and the pauper. And he knows Harry is in for a wild ride. It's already been one. I said earlier, who's been the most disruptive person? I mean, Sarah, what's her name? Sarah, what, the one who married Prince Andrew, who's the one who's been on Lolita Island or whatever they call it. That chick, she had a drug problem and all kinds of stuff, and they got divorced. But for the most part, it was an easy separation. It won't be that way with Meghan Markle. Don't be surprised if, drastic measures are taken with the Queen or somebody at the highest level of British government intervening in Harry's life. And Trump is calling it out. Yeah. Hardly a person over 30 years old won't recognize Markle as the type. And you know what I'm saying. The girlfriend you never leave alone with your man. You know who I'm talking about, ladies.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.